Chapter 4. Help from the Neighbours. That afternoon, Diana's small living room was full of visitors, all women. Some of them had brought autograph books. The room smelled of cheap perfume.
"Your husband and his mum have been gone a long time," said Beverly Threadgold.
"Yes," said Diana. "Is the hospital far away?"
"About 2 miles down the road," said a young woman with a tattoo on her neck.
"I was there for 6.5 hours when I broke my arm," she added.
Beverly turned to Diana.
"Right, shall we start cleaning these cupboards?" she said.
"I couldn't possibly ask you to do my cleaning for me," said Diana. "It would be so impolite."
"We'd do it for anybody," replied Beverly. "We all help each other in Hell Close."
As they worked, the woman with the tattoo asked,
"What will you miss most from your old life?"
Diana answered instantly,
"My Merc."
"Merc? What's that?"
asked the woman, perplexed.
"My Mercedes-Benz 500 SL, Diana answered with a smile. "It's metallic red and it does 157 miles an hour.
"I bet that cost a lot," said Beverly.
"Well, it cost about £70,000, confessed Diana.
Everyone in the room was silent.
"Did you say £17,000?
Asked Beverly.
"No, she said £70,000, shouted Philomena Tucson, the only black woman in the room.
There was silence again. Then Beverly said,
"For a car?"
Diana looked at the floor. She didn't know yet that the women cleaning her kitchen bought their clothes in charity shops, and that most things there cost less than a pound. She suddenly remembered that William and Harry were still outside, and it was getting dark.
"The boys have never been out in the dark before," said Diana.
The women laughed at this. They regularly sent their small children to the shops late at night.
"They'll be playing somewhere," said Philomena.
The women decided that it was time to stop for tea, and Diana went out to look for her sons in Hell Close. She finally found them playing cards in front of the fire with their grandfather at number 9. She watched through the window until Harry saw her and waved. Prince Philip was wearing pyjamas, and he hadn't shaved or combed his hair.
"Charles telephoned," Philip shouted through the window. "They're still at the hospital. I can't ask you to come in because the front door's stuck."
Diana went back to her house. In her kitchen, the women were putting newspaper on the shelves in her clean cupboards.
"That should keep the insects away for a few days," said Beverly as she examined her work proudly.
"You've been very kind," said Diana. "How much do I have to pay you?"
She opened her purse and looked inside. When she looked up, she saw from the expressions on the women's faces that her innocent question had been a big mistake. When Charles and his mother arrived back at number 9, they found Tony Threadgold repairing the front door. Prince Philip, William and Harry were sitting on the stairs, watching Tony. All three were eating jam sandwiches prepared by William.
"They were very busy at the hospital," explained Charles. "Mother's injury wasn't very serious, so we had to wait."
"But your mother's the Queen!" exploded Philip.
"Was the Queen," said the Queen quietly. "Now I'm just Mrs. Windsor."
The Queen suddenly looked very tired, and Tony took her into the living room to sit down. He found a 50p coin for the meter and turned the gas fire on. The Queen leaned towards the heat, and Tony thought she should have a cup of tea. But after 15 minutes, Charles and Philip still couldn't find the tea, milk or sugar, so Tony went next door and asked Beverly to put the kettle on. Beverly came in with a tray of 5 mugs of tea and 2 glasses of orange juice for the boys. The Queen introduced them. Charles felt shy in front of Beverly. He thought her round figure was very attractive.
"Why don't we do something useful, Philip?" said the Queen.
Let's go into the kitchen and learn how to make a cup of tea. We can't depend on Mrs. Threadgold's generosity forever.
Beverly gave a demonstration of how to boil the water for tea. When it boiled, she showed them how to turn off the cooker. Charles watched carefully. He was fascinated by the tea-making process and also by Beverly Threadgold.
They're like babies, said Beverly to Tony later that night. They don't know how to do the simplest things.